And that's who the Logos was. He was the explainer of the invisible God, the Word of God incarnate. I've given this illustration before. It's worth repeating. The term word, logos in the Greek, used in John 1, is very significant. It meant a great deal to the Orientals. It means nothing to us. In an Oriental throne room like this, the king sat there on a throne with his queen or consort, and the people came before him to read their petitions and for judgment. When the king had heard enough cases and he was tired, they would draw a curtain across the throne, and the king would leave. But you couldn't see that. Just before he left, he would take the medallion from his neck, which was struck for his reign, identified him as king, and the signet ring from his hand, with which he stamped his documents. And he put the ring on the hand of a man and the medallion around his neck. And then the curtains parted and this man stepped out. And everybody knelt. They did obeisance to him. Why? When they saw the medallion and the seal, he was in loco rex, in place of the king. His word was the king's word. To disobey him was to die. Do you know what his name was in the Oriental courts? Logos. Logos. And that's what John's trying to tell us on this day before Christmas. Do you know who the baby in the manger really was? Let me tell you. He is the visible image of the invisible God who parts the curtains of eternity and steps into the world of time and space. And around his neck is the medallion, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and destroy you. Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of prophecy. He is the incarnation of deity. But it remains for the book of Hebrews to put the final touch on his identity. And I close with this. Hebrews chapter 1. You're saying, some Christmas sermon. Hadn't gone near the Christmas story yet. Hey, kiddies, this is the Christmas story. This is what it's all about, right here. Hebrews 1. God, who spoke long ago to our fathers and the prophets in many ways, has in these last days spoken unto us in his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he created the worlds, who being the radiance of his glory. You know what that means in Hebrew? The outshining of the Shekinah of Yahweh Elohim. The glory of God himself. The personal glory of God. That's who the Son is. He is the radiant outshining of the personal glory of Yahweh. He is the individualized, personalized representative of his character and his nature stamped in human flesh. Not just a stamp as one makes an imprint in wax, but he is the very nature of God himself internally as well. Apogasmates doxes, the radiant outshining of his glory. Hupostasias tes character, the substance of God's nature, his character in flesh. upholder of the universe by the command of his power. And now we get to what Christmas was all about. Listen. When he had by himself purged us of our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He left the majesty on high to enter the world in a manger, to the womb of a peasant girl, denied entrance to an inn. His bed was straw with the beasts of the earth. And there lay incarnate deity, of whom the angels sang. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men in whom he is well pleased. Who is he? He is the image of God's nature, the imprint of God's character. For in him dwells all the fullness of God himself in flesh. He is nothing less than the nature of God in flesh. Not a prophet, not a sage, not a philosopher, not a leader, not just a man. The God-man, unique, only begotten. And the writer of Hebrews ends with this. God spoke in his Son, of whom he said, verse 5, "You are my Son. Today I have begotten you. I will be to you a father. You will be to me a son." And then, when the firstborn one, the preeminent one, Christ, entered the world, the incarnation, the Father turned to the angels, to all the hosts of heaven, and said, verse 6, "Let all the angels of God worship him." And to his Son he said, verse 8, "Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The righteous scepter is the scepter of thy kingdom, for thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness." In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. No one has ever seen God at any time. But God, the only begotten one, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him. Who is he? Logos, wisdom, reason of God, who steps out from the curtain of eternity into the world of men and loved us, even to the cross of Calvary. That's reason enough to fill the earth in every language with Merry Christmas. Our Father, everlasting God, sanctify thy word this morning in our hearts, and help us to draw near to thee, for thou art worthy of worship. Thank you for sending him, God over all, blessed forever, who for us men and our salvation was incarnate of the Virgin Mary, and rose immortal from the grave that death itself might die. How we praise you that he was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, that the payment of our sins rested upon him, and with his suffering we have been healed. How we thank thee that we may come to thee and we have peace with thee through the blood of the cross. How we thank thee that Christmas is the glory of the manger, the magnificence of the angels, but the significance of the Word of God incarnate. Bless us with thy presence and thy power in our homes, in our lives, and in our testimonies, and in our church where we would worship and serve thee through Christ our Lord. Amen.